Chapter 6, 30th Infantry Division. Exterior St. Lo Countryside Encampment, Night. The party crawls from the narrow cave mouth to find themselves mere feet behind a German machine gun nest. Two gunners sit with their backs turned, cigarettes glowing in the dark. Bill freezes, his newly acquired rifle feeling impossibly heavy. Thorn raises a hand, signaling to wait. The Wehrmacht artillery encampment spreads below, dozens of troops moving between tents, anti-tank cannons, and supply trucks, unaware of the intruders. Grendel moves forward on wet feet, daggers out. He approaches the closest gunner with predatory focus. Thorn nods at the soldier, who readies his weapon. Bill watches, pulse hammering in his ears as Grendel reaches the first gunner. A quick slice, the man slumps without a sound. The second gunner turns. The soldier fires. The crack of the shot shatters the night. German officer.
Eindringlinge! Alarm!
The camp transforms instantly, shouting, running boots, weapons loading. Bill. Panicked whisper.
Oh boy.
The game party engages in an interactive battle. The machine gun nest explodes as Balthazar's magic strikes. Fire consumes crates of bullets. Wehrmacht troops scatter as an inferno tears through their positions. All hell breaks loose. Bill flattens himself against the dirt as bullets cut through the air inches above. The others are already engaging. Grendel leaps between foes. Thorn's spear impales a German rushing up the slope. Rosie's barrier deflects a spray of bullets that should have torn through them. The soldier strides forward with Salome behind him, absorbing rifle fire that pings off his metal chest. Bill stares wide-eyed as the soldier seizes an officer and crushes his rifle one-handed. Bill.
This can't be real.
A grenade lands near their position. Salome points, crying out.
Bombe!
Bill stares, paralyzed. The soldier grabs the grenade and hurls it toward a truck loaded with artillery shells. The explosion lights up the night, sending equipment and bodies flying. Bill drops his rifle and scrambles backward, wedging himself between two rocks. His breath comes in ragged gasps as bullets chew up dirt inches from his face. A crazed German rifleman tackles Rosie, knocking her protective barrier aside. She tumbles down, her magic fading. The German pins her, his combat knife raised. Rosie.
Help! Please!
Bill presses deeper into his hiding place, eyes squeezed shut. Thorn.
Zelinsky, your weapon, now!
The German drives his knife downward. Rosie struggles against his wrist, the blade inching closer. Her fleece flickers with fading protective light. Rosie. Voice breaking.
No! I can't!
Bill's eyes snap open. He fumbles for his dropped rifle, fingers slipping on the metal. The German bears down, the knife hovering on Rosie's neck. A raw sound escapes Bill's throat as he fires. The recoil nearly topples him. The German jerks backward, lifeless, falling away from Rosie. Bill stares at the rifle in his hands, then at Rosie scrambling to her feet. His shocked expression hardens as a Wehrmacht officer charges toward them, pistol raised. Bill fires again, and again. The officer staggers, then drops. He steps from cover, firing methodically at Germans rushing their position. Another rifleman charges toward Grendel from behind. Bill's hands steady. He aims and fires again. The man falls. Each shot comes easier than the last. Something cold taking over as he picks targets, squeezes the trigger, and moves to the next. The camp falls silent except for the crackle of fire. Bodies lie sprawled across sandbags and slumped beside overturned vehicles. Smoke drifts through the encampment, curling around abandoned weapons and upturned helmets. The acrid smell of gunpowder hangs in the air. Bill kneels, shaking, staring at his hands like they belong to someone else. The rest of the group stands victorious among the wreckage. Thorn, to Bill.
Nice shooting, Private. Now, take what ammunition you can carry. We must keep moving.
Rosie gasps, her ears twitching toward the road. Rosie.
Someone's coming!
A low rumble grows into the unmistakable growl of diesel engines from both directions. Military trucks with white stars appear at both ends of the road, headlights cutting through the smoke. Simultaneously, boots scrape against stone as troops in green fatigues pour from the tunnel. The party is completely boxed in. More men leap from vehicles, weapons raised and aimed. The U.S. Army's 30th Infantry Division has arrived. Thorn.
We mustn't be captured. Vanish. Keep our options open. Rosie, you know what to do.
In an instant, Thorn, Balthazar, and Grendel transform, shrinking into tokens. A metal beetle, wooden knight, and jade turtle. They clatter to the ground as Rosie scoops them up and disappears, with nothing but a momentary shimmer in the air. Two nearby U.S. Army grunts blink in disbelief. Bill, the soldier, and Salome remain frozen, exposed. U.S. Army Grunt 1.
What the hell was that?
U.S. Army Grunt 2.
I must be losing it.
Captain Buford Scruggs steps from the lead truck, a towering figure with an eye patch and incongruous cowboy hat. He surveys the carnage with his one good eye, weathered face impassive, thumbs hooked in his belt. Scruggs.
Well now, would you look at that? We got ourselves a couple hogs stuck in the slop.
U.S. Army Grunt 3.
Captain, did you see those, creatures?
Scruggs. Spitting tobacco, wincing.
Now men, war will do funny things to a man's mind. All that horror on the battlefield, it can have a feller seeing all sorts of wild conjure rations. Conjure rations that may seem as real as the nose on your face. But once a man starts seeing things, losing his mind, he ain't no longer fit for this here company.
He leans in close to a grunt, voice dropping to a menacing whisper.
And we ain't got no place in all of your rope to put men that ain't no longer fit to serve. The only place I got's for a man in this here company who is losing his damn mind is 6 feet under. Now what am I?
Turning to a bewildered U.S. Army grunt.
Now tell me, son, what did you just say?
Bewildered U.S. Army grunt.
Nothing, Captain, sir.
Scruggs.
You're goddamn right.
To the soldier, Bill and Salome.
Now we got what we came here for, but it's surrounded by a pile of turds. Here's turd number one.
Scruggs looms over Bill, who visibly shrinks under his glare.
Private, what in the hell are you doing here in the middle of this war zone? You lost, son. Are you conspiring with this Nazi machination?
Bill's mouth works silently, face draining of color.
Oh, hell! I don't want to hear it. We're going to clean this mess up back at base.
He jabs a finger at the soldier, his single eye gleaming with satisfaction.
Now you. I've been looking all over for your answer for you. And here you are.
Spitting tobacco, commanding.
Man, this here is our target. At the request of Commander General Leland Stanford Hobbs himself.
The 30th Infantry straightens at the name, gripping their weapons tighter.
I don't have to tell you twice. An order from Hobbs is one that you do not screw up. We are to return this automated man to St. Lo as our prisoner, as whole as it stands before us now. So don't shoot him, for Christ's sake.
Scruggs points a thick finger at Salome. The soldier tenses.
But this little girl here, well, she ain't on me requisition. She's just another turd in the dirt. So I want y'all to point your rifles right at her head.
The 30th Infantry shifts uneasily, casting sidelong looks at one another.
That's right. You heard me. If this here Nazi monster don't cooperate peacefully, you are to blow her brains right out. Do I make myself clear?
His troops aim their rifles at Salome, who stands trembling but defiant. 30th Infantry in unison.
Sir, yes, sir!
Furious sparks fly out of the soldier's mouth as he clenches his fists. Scruggs.
You understand me, big fella. You speak English? You come with us, all peaceful-like. Or this here little girl is gonna die.
Bill, whispering to the soldier.
We don't have a choice.
Scruggs.
Rope him up.
Grunts approach with coiled rope. The soldier's joints lock, a moment of potential violence. Before he extends his arms in surrender, they bind him quickly and drag him toward the waiting truck. Salome breaks away, rushing to clutch the soldier's leg. He kneels awkwardly, bound hands finding her hair with unexpected gentleness. His nod carries the weight of a promise. A grunt yanks her away, triggering a storm of kicking and French screams as she reaches desperately for the soldier. Scruggs watches impassively before turning toward his vehicle. Scruggs, motioning to Bill.
Get that stinking traitor out of my sight.
Two grunts shove Bill toward the same truck as the soldier, while Salome's wails fill the air. Scruggs takes one final look at the ruined encampment, face pinched with disgust.
Goddamn, what a mess.
As the convoy rumbles away, wheels churning dust in the moonlight, a subtle shimmer reveals Rosie's invisible form watching from the shadows.